But then again, who asked me?
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Who Asked Me podcast. Y'all already know my name is Zell. And as previously stated, this is going to be part two of the 2021 recap with the Ben Trotter. If you have not listened to part one yet, stop this, go back, listen to it so you know exactly where we are about to jump into. Because when I say jump in, that is exactly what we are doing. Jumping right the fuck in. This episode just shoots us right back in. I do feel the need to put a warning. I hope none of y'all listen to this, any of my episodes, in the car with your children or, you know, maybe around your, like, grandma or something. But this is an explicit episode. Me and Ben do get into some little dirty talk, not with each other, but about, you know, celebrities that we love. So, yes, this is an explicit episode. Wait till you are around some grown folk. Besides that, before we get into the recap, I am going to touch on, you know, the latest Bravo controversy, which is Jenny from Salt Lake City. She has had some former Facebook posts from 2020 come to bay. I haven't really said anything about this over on the IG, honestly, because it's just exhausting. But at the same time, I'm not surprised. Like, I'm not surprised that she posted them and those are her feelings. I'm not surprised that Bravo still put her on TV and employed her. And I'm not surprised that they didn't say anything about it until today. You know, this is becoming a trend for Bravo and it's just literally not getting fun anymore. And now I don't know this for a fact. It seemed, because I think we found out last week or something about these Facebook posts. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, you've been living under a rock because they've been everywhere. But Jenny Nguyen from Salt Lake City Housewives had some I don't even want to call them insensitive. They're just straight up racist as fuck. Like, and I know I'm laughing right now and this is not a funny subject, but like me as a Black viewer, I feel like this past and a Black lover of Bravo, I feel like this past like 2 years with this network, I'm just like, this is crazy in my candy voice. This is crazy because it's just person after person after person. And you're not telling me that these people, the casting directors, the network, didn't know this and they still employed them. This is the network that still employs Ramona Singer. And this is kind of what I'm talking about, like when I said last week, Bravo is not, it's getting not fun anymore because everywhere we turn, there's another racist. And, you know, Bravo kind of dragged their feet. You guys know what I'm trying to say. On, you know, telling her fate, whether they were going to fire her, whether they were going to, you know, yada, yada. Apparently they, you know, had to approve the other women's statements about it. And it was just a whole thing. I'm not shocked that those are her feelings towards, you know, the Black community and Black Lives Matter. I'm not shocked that Bravo employed her. If you want to tell me for a second that they didn't know those were there, I'm going to call bullshit. And that's just my own opinion. And it's just, yeah, it's just, I have no words. I really have no words. I do. And again, this is just what I think. I feel like based off of Andy and like Lisa Vanderpump and like some of their past comments on the firings of Stassi and Kristen and things, when they said, oh, we kind of wish that we would have kept them on the show and watched, let them learn from it and watched, shown another side. I feel like that's what they were kind of trying to do with Jenny before everyone was like, yo, no. And you know, here's how I feel about the listening and learning. You guys hear me talk about it all the time and bitch about it. I'm not surprised people aren't doing it. And you know, when it happened to Stassi, and I really say Stassi because I'm just going to be honest, she had a bigger, like, her fandom was bigger than Kristen's. I remember reading comments and, you know, Stassi fans were like, one, they were like, we forgive her. Like, she admitted to fucking up. First and foremost, I don't know how many times I need to say this, or, you know, another Black person of color needs to say this. If you are not the person that the harmful words, actions directly affect, so in this case, Jenny's Black people, all right? In the case of Stassi as well, Black people. If you are not a Black person, it is not for you to accept the fucking apology from the person who harmed us, okay? This is the analogy I'll always use, and I feel like I've used it on this podcast before. If I watch somebody get kicked in the balls, and then I say to the person that did the kicking, oh, I know you're a good person. I forgive you for doing that. It does nothing for the person that actually got kicked in the balls. I don't have the balls. I was not kicked. I also don't have a set of balls, so I don't know what that feels like. So what the fuck do I sound like accepting an apology that's not meant for me? Do y'all pick up what I'm putting down? Okay. So there was a lot of that when it was Stassi's, you know, go around. But also there was a lot of people saying, well, we want to see her learn. We want to see her. And it's like, no. If you have that hatred in your heart and you feel like you may make the mistakes, it's up to you to teach yourself how to unlearn toxic, harmful behaviors and language. You want to watch somebody else learn so you can too. Like, it's not, that's not how it works. If you really want to learn something, go out and take the initiative and do it yourself. And so I feel like Bravo was, one, trying to create a storyline, which they already did because SLC season 3 had already started filming. But also, I feel like they were trying to take another route with like being like, oh, we're going to show the repercussions and watching her learn and blah, blah. And it was just like, no, you don't get to learn while continuing to get a fucking paycheck. It's like pretty much how I feel about businesses sending people to sensitivity training. Because at this point, whenever I have been directly affected by somebody's harmful words, and the people that I know that have had to go to sensitivity training, it's more so just inconveniencing them because, again, the people that I know that had to go didn't mean anything. It did not mean anything. They got more annoyed with people for speaking up and saying that they felt, you know, wronged. And they just learned how to hide it better. But to be honest, yeah, I'm just not shocked in the slightest. I just, but that's enough about that. I am going to let y'all enjoy the rest of this part 2 of the 2021. Wow, can I speak? 2021 recap with Ben Trotter.
Did that put the shampoo together?
It's just washing him out all the way.
But that's like his, like you said, that's his look.
And then, like, obviously.
And I can't believe someone of Kim's stature, who is very all about the look, is okay with this look.
But I think they're like, it's the aesthetic right now. It's like a rebound. Nobody,
Like I said, it's a rebound. So I don't see it being forever.
No, I don't even think they're together.
She ain't going across the street to get some sugar from her ex-husband.
I don't think they're ever getting back together.
They got too many damn kids.
Lionel Richie. I cannot believe Lionel Commodore Richie. Because this thing, I feel like Lionel is like a little bit of an OG. So I could see him like being like, pull up to dinner.
Yeah.
Pull up to dinner then. Sophia, bring the boy over here.
I feel like he never met him.
I feel like he didn't either. No. I listen, here's my thing. When I was 20, my boyfriend was 35. So, and my mom was not happy at all. So I understand, however, and if I have a daughter and she brings home, oh my God.
Did you bring him home?
Okay. They met a few times. My mom,
he had
three.
Okay. Okay.
I dated a Scott, but like actually any of my children, if my 20-year-old child brings home a 35-year-old, I have questions that need answers. Like, but the fact that this has been a repeated thing for Scott and no one's saying anything, I'm just like, because who was it? It was her. And then it was Lisa Rinna's daughter.
There was another one in there somewhere.
He dated one of Lisa Rinna's daughters?
Yeah, the youngest one! The youngest one!
Not even one.
I love Zendaya. Can we talk about a fashion icon already?
Little Riri girl.
I am obsessed with everything that she wears.
And La Roche. That's a dynamic team right there.
Everything from head to toe. It may not even be necessarily something I would wear, but like I get the vision all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the vision all the time, and I'm obsessed with her and Tom Holland.
Yeah. He's shorter than her, but I'm into it.
It's fine. Because you know what? I think he appreciates her. I think he appreciates her. That's my thing. I think he's like, I have landed Zendaya somehow, and I get it. Like, yeah. I'm not going to fuck it up. It
right like that. And it gives wholesome.
It's so cute.
I think it's a good move.
It's so fucking cute. Even if, he is Spider-Man. Even if they don't last, like, I just love it. I love it.
It's a good career move for her. I love it.
It is. I mean, Zendaya rarely misses, though. Like, when it comes to fashion, when it comes to, like, you know, movies.
Projects that she works on.
I will say, I fell asleep in Dune.
I didn't even watch that. And then I will say that Malcolm and Marie one on Netflix that was like
black. Oh, I didn't watch that.
I didn't. I mean, I think it gave great shots, but I just didn't know. I think
that was artistically like it. That was about art, like visually.
Yeah.
From what I hear, I didn't. I can only take so much toxic relationship shit because I'm gonna be like, all right, we get it.
Yeah.
We understand. Okay. We understood. What other movies were you obsessed with in 2021? Do you have any?
I don't know. Do I have any?
I don't really have any movies from 2021 that I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't have movies. I think I was, shows I do.
What shows do you have?
Squid Games for me was like
intense. You and everybody except for me. I'm probably the only person who I've never watched an inkling of Squid Game.
Bitch, well, you inkling, no pun intended. You better get up into it, bitch. Because I started.
Wait, what inkling? Like, what?
I'm like, doesn't the squid ink?
Was that? Oh, yeah. But unintentional.
Bitch, I was like, okay, everyone's talking about it. Goddamn, I guess I watched. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do like one episode before I go to bed. And then, bitch, fucking 4 episodes later, 3 a.m., I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
I don't know
anything about the show.
That's the first game.
I don't know. I don't know a thing about this show, but that doll looking thing scared the shit out of me. Like, I don't even know what's going on, but I kept seeing it. I was like, I've seen enough. I don't need to do this. I'm not like a bit like Black Mirror. I don't like, I've seen a couple episodes of Black Mirror, but my thing is I get very paranoid. Okay.
Yeah.
So things
get me a little too close to home.
Things that I could see like happening, especially during like the 45 era, I was like, I'm not like mentally okay enough to.
Yeah. When that bitch had that episode about like how many Instagram likes I get is going to determine if I'm going to get in this fucking house or not. I was like,
one, the one with,
the black niggas fucking in the video game. Oh, now that made me feel a type of way.
I don't know if I've seen that one. I've only seen like 5 episodes of Black Mirror.
Okay, you need to go to the most recent season. I think it's the second episode. And it's like literally two homies. They've been homies all their fucking life. They play video games together. And then they get like this virtual reality game. And then you can like literally be physical characters. And it like inputs your whole body into this game. But you can be the character and you can like fight and whatever. But then all of a sudden they started like making out and then having like virtual sex. And they're homies in like real world, but like in video game world, they're like doing Mortal Kombat and they're fucking. And you can feel that it was wild.
See, okay, so that's another thing. Like the VR and stuff, the virtual reality world, that and Bitcoin, things that aren't real becoming real in 2021 is freaking me out because I have an employee that's like all into Bitcoin and all into cryptocurrency and virtual reality. And he was like explaining all this shit to me. And I'm like, this is my nightmare. I'm fucking terrified. So that's why like shows like Black Mirror and like Squid Game, shit like that, it just, it doesn't sit right with my spirit. Like I watched the episode with the, I don't know, he had like, this is like, Charlie, like my fiance outlined like a couple episodes for me that I needed to watch. And like, while they were, I was entertained and they were good and they made me think, I was just like, so the one about the friendships and the die, like she died or whatever. And then they kind of like, she like, I can't remember what it is. It made me cry because I'm like very sensitive to death, but it was like the friend, they're like two friends, or maybe were they partners? Maybe they hooked up at one point. I don't fucking know. Something happened, but then like in the future, they could like go back. She could go back whenever she wanted and relive like
a memory or a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. And like a whole thing. And then like she kept doing it or something. And the person that she lost was like, you have to stop because you're not like moving forward and stuff. Yeah. It was something like that. And I was just like broken. Yeah, no, they were partners. They were lovers. Cause I remember the one girl, I'm like, she's so attracted to me for whatever reason, but I can't remember her name. She's like a sleeper hottie. But if I saw her, I'd remember. I'd have to look it up. And then the one where like his wife dies or he accidentally killed his wife, I think. Something like that. Those things, shit like that, that probably could happen in the future. That shit freaks me out. That's why I haven't watched Squid Games, long story short.
But see, for me, Squid Games is more so like almost like a Saw, not necessarily like
You don't think Saw could happen?
Well, I do, but I feel like it's more so in a sense of like, you're gonna play this fucked up game. Well, not even fucked up game, they're actually child's games, but the consequences are severe and fucked up. But it's not so much like VR as it is just like putting your body through this test of a lesson or something like that. And then like literally there's the red light, green light, which is given like Red Rover type of shit. But then there's another one where like, there's two rows of just glass, and one is like tempered glass that you can step on and get to, and the other one is just like going to shatter as soon as you step on it. And there's like a line of seven of them, and they have to get to the other side, and they have to figure out, but you can't tell which glass is the one that's going to break and which one's going to hold you.
And what's underneath the glass?
Not a girl, a death drop.
See,
nothing like computerized or something, but I guess you can get kidnapped and then shipped up to whatever.
And you think this is something I should watch for entertainment value?
Girl, it's so fucking good. I love the suspense, the action, the drama.
I don't like to really be on the edge of my seat. I like to be comfortably in it. I'm not gonna lie, I'm like a rom-com chill movie, or I can do like action. I can do action. I like Marvel. I Marvel like empowers me.
Very that. You know.
Like I love, yes, like Wonder Woman. Everyone was shitting on Wonder Woman 1984. Why not? I got the message. It was about haters. It was about your haters.
I think.
Even though Wonder Woman,
maybe they tried too much to make it like literally 1984, or just something about like the whole aesthetic of the actual filming process was just like a problem for me.
No, I loved 1984 because even though I think that might have come out in 2020, but still, I liked the message. It was about your haters because old girl was like, I want to be like Diana Prince so bad, and it ended up killing her. And it's like
bridesmaids, girl,
exactly. And it's like it's like the people you least expect when you try to are hating on you, and then when you try and be someone else, look at you, just killed you. Okay, be yourself. And then she got the power, and it's like you don't understand.
You know how to handle it.
Okay. Liked that. But what's the Captain Marvel, what Charlie always corrects me, I said. Like when that black woman started flying the plane and was like went and helped her friend and like actually saved the day, was the person who ended up saving the day. I was like, yes. Look at that. I was like, because black women take care of it all. I was like, look at that. I was like, where would we be without her? Nowhere.
You're so stupid.
That was me. I'm like getting emotional because yes. And what, everybody talking about Captain Marvel? Why?
Why?
I'm like, she ain't even got no superpowers, and look what she did.
But speaking of black women, Insecure.
Ugh.
Girl.
Listen.
That.
I,
what do you thought from the ending? The last episode.
I am notoriously team anybody but Lawrence. I wanted Issa to be single.
And oh, you just wanted her to be single.
Mm-hmm. Even though I love Nathan. I love
Nathan. I would say, were you team Nathan then?
I let me say this. I wasn't like team Nathan and Issa because I really don't think that there was anything romantic there. Like those two characters, I was like, these two people don't belong in a relationship. I think they belong as friends.
Yeah.
And I do actually think that Issa low-key did Nathan dirty. Because she knew that. And listen, I understand because I've been in this situation in my past before too. It's like, we're still friends. We've had something, we've moved past it, but I low key know I can call you when I'm feeling low. And
she did call.
And she did. And he was there for her. And like, he, you know, I feel like he put himself out there for her more than she ever did for him. Like, if that makes sense. So,
okay. Okay.
I kind of figured that they were going to end with Issa and Lawrence. I love Issa Rae and I love Insecure and I'm fine with how it ended. I was happy for them. Like I really am because I'm tired of seeing like Black trauma stories. Because sometimes, you know, shit just, it's like, okay, yeah, we went through this. And I'm fine with them being together, ending up together. It's just the way Lawrence made me want to fight him for like, 4 seasons
literally,
and I stopped actively being anti-Lawrence when condolences came in this picture.
Come on, condolences, girl.
Because the way that woman made me argue for Lawrence, because I was like, girl, what are you doing? I also had to check myself because I was like, this is not Keke Palmer in real life, Giselle.
Oh my god, her sister bitch.
They were irking me. And then the discourse online of people being like, Lawrence a piece of shit, Lawrence says, I'm like, first of all, you need to stop projecting whatever whatever your situation is onto this show, because that's not that. And Condola told Lawrence that she didn't want to get married, didn't want to have children. She was divorced. And that's like why that she got divorced, because she didn't want any of that stuff. Lawrence said, I do.
Oh, yeah.
And so then they broke up. And then she's like, guess what? I'm pregnant and I'm keeping it. Bye. You a piece of shit. No.
No.
He took a job that he already had that job. He already had that job. It's not like that was a different job that came into his life and he moved. No, he had that job. And we know not having a job is a sore spot for Lawrence. All right.
Yes.
Okay. We don't want him to go back to working at Best Buy. God forbid.
Oh, my God.
God forbid he not have a job again. So like, girl, what? And I mean, flying from San Fran to LA every other week, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Cause like,
it's a lot.
It's not like you can drive. California is not a driving ass state. Oh my God.
No, it's a big ass state. And then two,
the traffic.
And then three, just sometimes the roads, depending on where you're going in the hills and shit, like,
yeah,
oh, it's too much.
It is. But like, yeah, I'm like, condolences got me literally rooting for Lawrence. Now, I hated seeing him hook up with other women and be on dates because I'm like, Lawrence is codependent. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Over the course of 5 seasons, we saw Lawrence break up with Issa, call her a hoe, hate fuck her, which I'm never going to forgive him for that. And then just go on date after date after date, catch an STD, okay? Date after date. Lawrence is codependent. Never had a single era, okay? Never said, let me stay home and read a book.
Let me figure out me for a minute.
Yeah, never said, let me stay home and read a book. That's my problem with Lawrence. That's my problem.
Well, that's people in the world. And that's what they were saying.
And like, don't get me wrong. I'm all for a hoe phase. I am like, everybody needs a hoe phase. Everyone. Like, I think it builds character. It teaches you a lot. Okay. And you know, hoe phases look different for everybody. Like my hoe phase. And you know, like I have some friends that they're like, oh, my hoe phase was, you know, just casually sleeping with one person. I'm like, okay, boo, that's your truth, tell it. But everybody needs it. Lawrence had a whole life.
Life.
He had a whole life. Then he made a baby. Then he settled back down with Issa. And that's how I feel. And Molly marrying Torian was confusing to me.
Why?
I don't like Torian.
I do.
Mm-mm. He was so rude to her. So fucking rude to her at the beginning. I'm never going to get over it.
And I think, but he warmed up.
I think I get super sensitive to like workplace stuff, like being a Black mm-hmm. woman in the workplace, especially like Molly's work journey.
That now she is with Torian. Not that I'm independent women, very that, get your bag and all that kind of stuff, but they don't have to work together anymore.
True.
He became partner, which would probably be both of their salaries. And she can just be cute Molly, you know, going to Greece.
True. I loved Andrew. I understand why they're not together. I loved Andrew.
You know how I feel about
that. Loved Andrew. Oh my God. Like,
but he taught her some things in order to help
he
her.
Did. He did. He did. So Andrew, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand he was needed. I just really wanted to see him back on my screen because, ooh, that man is so fine.
He was fine. Who was his friend? Weren't both of them fine?
Nathan was his friend.
Oh, Nathan is his friend.
They lived together, I think, or something like that. Yes. But what's your favorite Insecure episode ever?
Oh, fuck. Bitch, I don't even know.
Mine's Coachella. That Coachella episode. Coachella episode.
Watch all of them again.
I did a rewatch like recently.
Okay, heard.
That Coachella episode, I remember when it first aired, I was dying because I've lived that entire day between like music festivals, girls trips, all of it. Like, okay, now I will say this, that Coachella and then the one where Molly and Issa really get into it and almost fight, because even I loved last season the story of their friendship like kind of shifting and changing and falling apart to come back together, because that is real life.
That's real life.
When people are like, I've never argued with my friends, I'm like, people argue. Yeah. Like, that's things that that's people do. And me being an Aries has argued with like every single one of my friends to the point where it's like, and it's taught me, you know, a lot about myself, the relationships, but how I carry them and like each of my friendships and stuff. And, you know, just like how to move with one another. But that Coachella episode was just everything. Because my mom watches Insecure and she was like, do you do Molly? I was like, Mom, do I do it on the regular? No. Have I done it? Yes. She was like, really? I was yes, Mom. God. Like, she's like, oh my God.
Stop telling my mom about things.
My mom was like, I don't want to know anything else, but oh my God. I was like, I mean, yeah, it's, and she's like, is it like that? I'm like, it can be like, I'm like, that is, she's like, when you go to those music festivals, is that what's like? I'm like, you really can be. Okay. But also one of my favorite scenes ever. Well, one of my favorite sex scenes ever is her and Nathan in that Ferris wheel.
Nathan, very that.
That Ferris wheel.
Because I just thought Daniel was.
Oh my God. Daniel.
Fine.
I would have been fine with her ending up with him too, but I understand why.
Obviously that just develop a little bit more for me to just know more about it, but that was a fine man.
That's so fine. I understand. I'm not saying
he got a good shooter. He a shooter girl. That shit hit the eye. I said, wait a minute. Okay.
Me and my friend were just talking about that the other day, about how people were mad about that. And I was like, that was another thing, like the discourse online. I was like, as somebody who has given plenty of blowjobs before, like, you know, I was like, that was Issa's fault. Y'all understand that, right? Ooh. Ooh. Because don't lift your fucking head up. Like, girl, you know. What? I was like, girl, what?
But that's a sting bird. But that is a sting. That is a burn. Okay.
I remember
that is not a good feeling. And it lasts for like
hair. My hair is. Ooh. I hate that shit. Not my eye, but my fucking hair. That shit pisses me off. But whatever. Ooh. But no, I was just like, I am happy that Insecure had went on as long as it did, and it ended on Issa's terms, because mm-hmm. she said I wanted to tell this story and then I'm done with it, because she was like, I never wanted to hold people up. But did you watch the documentary afterwards?
I watched like the wind down.
What, no, so there's like, yeah, there's like a whole documentary on like, you know, the writers, the producers, the everybody that she hired, and the creatives, like she gave so many, opened so many doors for so many people.
Literally, because some people just directed like certain episodes. Mm-hmm. Which I thought that was a great like outlook.
Yeah, and they said like the statistics of like everybody that went on to and what they went on to do, like first time writers, first time producers. Yeah, after Insecure, and she's just always, I love that she's like, I want to give creatives a chance. Like I want them. I love that too, because you don't
on the resume to then go do more
exactly
things. Exactly. Giving you said experience.
Exactly. So I love that. And when and if I'm ever in LA, I've actually never been, I've been to places in California. I've never been to LA.
I went to LA for the first time this year.
Oh, I know. I was living through your stories.
Interesting city.
My fiance hates it. Like he hates LA.
I don't know if I mean, beautiful gowns is giving me like weather is
gowns, beautiful gowns.
The weather is nice. I love the palm trees, the sights, the people are gorgeous, mm-hmm. but it's just that. And then when it actually gets like the nitty gritty and kind of navigating and like making relationships and friends, I just don't know. I feel like it'd be tough there.
I have a friend that lives out there and she, yeah, it can be tough for her. She actually works in the entertainment industry and she, you know, she has said that too. I totally get it. But you know, I love places surrounding LA. Like I love San Diego. I would move there in a heartbeat. We almost moved there when we had been dating a month, but that's a different story. But yeah, we almost moved to San Diego and I love it there. I went to San Fran in September. San Fran, not necessarily my style, but I had fun. She was cute. And then Napa. We went to Napa, which was like right outside of San Fran, and that was gorgeous. But yeah, I'm happy. I can't wait to see what else Issa Rae does, because that little movie, The Lovebirds, that she had, that rom-com, I love that movie.
That one boy?
Yes, I cannot remember his name.
Yeah, did I watch that? I know she has like a lot more stuff coming out soon. So
I just love the storytelling that she does. And again, I get Black trauma, obviously, but it's not all that I want to consume all the time.
Did you watch, what was the Awkward Black Girl or whatever her?
Yeah, YouTube series.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it religiously, but yeah, I had seen it a couple of times.
I didn't watch it, so I don't.
It's good, especially for back when I was watching it, it was kind of like.
Also in that stage, or could like familiarize yourself with
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it made sense. Like she's trailblazer. I love her.
Very that.
I love her. Another show I need to touch on that I brought in 2021 watching, and I was like super against it at first, was Bridgerton. Did you watch Bridgerton?
Ooh, now you know damn well I watched me some Bridgerton, girl.
I was like, what the fuck are people watching this for? I was vehemently against it. I was like, I'm not fucking watching that. I was a little late too. I was like, I'm not watching that. I hate when my thing with period pieces is I hate when they try and like put Black people in it, and because I'm like, no, y'all know.
You know damn well we weren't in that shit.
Okay.
It wasn't in the light you're putting us as.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my thing. I'm like, the light that they put it as, but then like the story of Bridgerton, I was like, I'm intrigued by this. Well, I actually
the Duke in from like another area kind of helped, I think, separate what we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah, that storyline, bitch.
The fact that he's not going to be in it this next season, I am. Well, I get it.
What I'm going to watch for, but
I mean, like I'm a watch it. Okay.
Each season is supposed to be based off of different sibling.
Is that and different called? Books? Yeah, the Bridgerton siblings.
Oh, so, book?
Girl, it's a whole book series.
Oh, like mm-hmm. Harry Potter, Twilight shit?
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that.
So the next one is about Anthony. And he got him a little. No, that's the oldest one that was tripping that I couldn't stand.
So see, I feel like I'm not going to watch that because the only people I even care about other than Little Miss Thing would be the little feminist sister, the middle one, I think, right? I liked her. I feel like, I think she could low-key be a lesbian, which I'm fine with too.
I could see that.
The brother who was like the artist, but then like also kind of doing, you know, secret dark room shit and whatever. That's the only one.
Oh yeah. About. You know, the little sister just started to get on my nerves just a little bit because I was like, girl, we get it. You don't want to be in to you don't want to be in society. And I get that. And I'm for you there, boo. And she's nosy, just like me. So I got it, but I was just like, she's a little self-righteous for me, which is funny because I can be too. I don't know if I would be like, oh, so excited. I'm just saying the Bridgerton scene, Bridgerton had me ready to buy a ladder, a wooden ladder, be up in a, you don't remember that scene?
After you mean, they when got she was married? Getting up in the ladder? Yo, he turned was, that little girl and I, oh,
don't I be, often just watch episodes five, was it four and five? Like the ones that are legit, just like straight.
Literally,
and I'm like okay, we're good here. Again?
I'm like, bitch.
I'm like, they running out into the middle of the yard,
girl.
And like on the because terrace. What I'm saying
is that she ain't been digged down before. So this is her first time getting digged down, girl. So she
yes. Well, everyone, and then everyone was like, oh, you know, it's the controversy around it on whether or not she assaulted him or not, and I was like. Y'all know there's a couple, I was like, there's layers here to this because he also was taking advantage of the fact that she had no fucking clue that he, like he lied. He was like, I can't have children. No, not you can't, you don't want to.
Right.
So if you tell me you can't do something, that means you actually cannot perform that. You can, you don't want to. And the fact that she, like he knew when she was like, does that hurt? When he was pulling out.
Girl,
I felt so bad for Daphne because I was like, oh,
I think the Duke is carrying, girl.
I was like, poor baby, don't know. Nobody talked to her. I was like, didn't nobody talk to her.
Turned out.
I was like, didn't nobody talk to her. She don't know nothing. I said, she just don't know nothing. Her mama didn't talk. Her mama was just like, oh, sweetie, it's okay.
Well, her four kids, but I saw her daddy, so I'm sure it probably wasn't given. But bitch, you getting turned out by the dude, Connie. It's a little different over here on this side of town.
Literally. Literally. Girl. I'm interested to see what they do. I think I'm coming back in like February or March. But also something that happened in 2021 that I want to touch on. Speaking of royalty, Meghan and Harry interview with Oprah,
baby.
Oh my God. Whew. Now, did they really tell us anything that we didn't know?
The whole thing, but
oh no, I got the spark notes. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Heard.
I heard what I needed to hear. But like, did they really tell us anything that we didn't know? Not me. I was like, yeah, that tracks. I mean,
it makes sense.
They were talking about how dark baby Archie may or may not be. I believe it. Megan is mixed.
Literally.
I was like, that is the whitest fucking conversation ever. Like, oh, how dark might this baby be? Megan is mixed. And she very much so gives mixed woman.
And mixing with already, literally, like, it's not going to leave people so crazy.
Girl. And the fact that I'm like, listen, and the people, like, especially Americans, that were going to bat for the royal family. First of all, mind your business. Because we got some issues over here. We got some issues over here that y'all need to address. But not only that, you know the queen is married to her first cousin. Well, was. He's dead. RIP. They're cousins. Got the same grandmama.
So y'all should be more so worried about the state of the baby.
No one was worried about the fact of how her children came out.
Okay. It's giving heels have eyes. You better calm down.
Okay. They talking about, obviously they didn't say who said the comment, but I think it was their daddy.
Ooh.
And just in general, people were like, his mom, Harry, Princess Diana would never. I said, time out. Y'all are forgetting a few things. Princess Diana, the one who sat down and did a tell all and said, y'all know there were three people in my marriage. What do y'all mean she would never? People rewriting history is something that needs to stop for me as well.
Crazy. Because we have the facts.
We literally right there. I could just pull out a video on the YouTube. I could just go get it really quick. Google is free. And she said, girl, I got you. Okay. So what is everybody talking about? I was just like, the fact that they were like, Harry was never gonna be king. Because Charles, what's his brother's name? Philip? No.
George? William?
William,
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
William made it so usually it would be it would be the queen, which apparently she's not doing that well right now. Then her son, their daddy.
It would Charles, be the dad.
Charles.
Be, yeah.
And then.
And then it would go to the boys.
And then it would go to Will. And then it would go to Harry.
Yeah.
However, William, when him and his wife started having kids, they made it so each of their kids are in line in front of
before Harry.
Harry. Yes. So Harry so was
George
like,
George is going to get it before Harry?
Yes. So Harry was like, Harry, bet. Ow. Bet, babes. We're going to be over here. Okay?
We're going to go over here.
I'm going to do what I need to do.
There's a show on fucking... is it Hulu? It's like a cartoon something, but I think it's called George or something. And it's about
what they think he's thinking or whatever, like a parody.
This little badass little, mm-hmm. little boy. But when he goes over to America to go visit fucking Meghan and Harry, and he's like, oh, this is your palace? And it's like some like bedroom apartment in LA. And it's like they have to go get jobs and Harry doesn't know how to do any. It's so funny.
Oh my God, I might have to look at that. But like everyone was like, you know, all up in arms. And yeah, I get it. It's definitely, but y'all, I'm like, y'all know the royal family is all the ists and isms and everything. So no, none of that fucking surprised me at all. Princess or Queen Elizabeth is like 100. She's over 100, maybe. Maybe. Something like that. I think she's the longest living royal, but still. Like, girl. Of course she done seen some things and she grew up in a life of privilege.
Very that. And on top of that.
And I'm also just like, y'all.
And then when you are so far removed from that reality, privilege, you don't give a fuck.
At all.
But I'm even talking about like Harry and Meghan. Like we're far away from not even having to even necessarily even be a part of that.
Yeah.
Just talking about the lineage. Girl, we gonna do our thing.
When I was looking at the money.
We gonna do.
When I was looking at the money that they, even though it is bogus, like and everything, how they tried to cut them off and especially their children, that's crazy to me. But when I was looking at the money that they still are getting and they tried to leave them with nothing, I was like, if that's leaving me with nothing, baby, leave me with nothing.
Thank you.
I'll take it. Fuck. But I mean,
write this quick little tell-all book, girl, and I'm sad.
Listen, I will say this. Meghan Markle, don't know where she came from. Smart. Ma'am, you bagged a prince and you were like a C-list actress?
At college or something?
What? Like, teach a class, mama. Teach a class. Let the girlies know.
Master class.
Girlies know, okay? Because my God, I was like, girl. I mean, she seems to be using her power for good.
To me. I love a little ginger.
Harry is so attractive. William?
Yes, I'll take him way over the other one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because God snatched William's hairline.
Girl.
In a bad way.
You couldn't blink and see that shit.
Because don't get me wrong, Harry is balding. I peep that. But like, it's a cute balding
it
and it's fine.
Family.
It's fun. It definitely does. But like William, his teenage pictures, and like if you would have looked at him as a teenager and then now you would have been like, fuck, it's giving like very O'Fallon. It's giving very O'Fallon.
My hairline started to do this weird thing in the corner, so now I'm bald, but
we're 30, okay? Things are happening, but like all I'm saying is
before 30.
Mm-hmm, and sometimes God snatches hairline sometimes because you're not living your life right. And there are some people that we went to high school with that is the case.
Girl.
There are some people that is the case. And I'm like, oh, you have not been. There's somebody I graduated with. I was like, I see what you post online and I see what's happening. You did used to be cute, but golly.
Golly.
I said, golly, stop all that posting. Stop putting your business on the streets like that. And maybe there would be some mercy there. But yes, Oprah got the interviews because she even got Adele. Now,
I didn't watch that one either.
I did because it came with the live special where she was performing and I loved it.
Yeah, so I saw the singing and like the girl getting proposed to, but I didn't actually necessarily watch her.
You know, Adele doesn't give a lot of her business out. which I can appreciate. Like, I absolutely appreciate that. But yeah. She gave a little bit, like, she definitely did the press tour and promoted the album. And I loved it. You know, she was like, no, I don't hate my baby daddy / ex-husband. We're friends. We're fine. We're cool. I'm not making music for TikTok. Not ever. And then, of course, TikTok got on there and said, oh, you're not making music for us? Watch us put a Megan dance on your beat, bitch. She said, they said, I could not. I was like, they really said Adelian, if we gonna do anything is dance to something.
Okay.
The way TikTok has started to bring back things from our youth. Yeah, why are like, people jerking again?
How do I even find these songs?
Why are people jerking
again? About these songs?
People are doing the jerk again.
Ew.
Like.
I know. You're a jerk. I know.
And I never really liked that in the first place. I was just like, yeah, okay. There was another song from our youth that I was like, where did you guys get that? Put it back.
Yeah.
Put it back. Okay.
Some Soulja Boy Birdwalk shit, girl.
Something like that. I don't fucking know. But I was like, oh my God, this is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. I mean, I was a TikTok denier for the longest time. And then quarantine happened. And I was like, well, I got to do something. I got to look at something.
Yeah.
And I've like, my TikTok journey has, I was like, okay, I'm going to get on TikTok, but I'll never make one. And now I'll be making little TikTok. I made a couple little TikToks. Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
I definitely participate in watching them, but I feel like the market for it is just, there's so much. And then the videos, people just, you can obviously tell, like, I'm trying to figure out even how to even work TikTok. So it's like a lot of dumb stuff.
There is a lot of dumb shit, like, on there.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
What's crazy to me is like how, since I've done a couple and like the views that I got, I was like, wow, damn, that's crazy. That's a lot. I don't know. I'm not famous. I don't know that many people, but I'm like, damn, 700 of y'all watch that? Shit.
Ooh. Ooh.
But then like, I'm like, oh, this has like millions. And I'm like, it's crazy how the people that are going viral on there, I'm like, that's insane. It's a whole nother just beast.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother beast. Okay. What else do we have from 2021? The Olympics that were supposed to happen in 2020, but happened in 2021.
Oh my God. I did not put that down. I feel like I also did not watch the Olympics. I wasn't as tuned to them as I have been in the past.
All I watch is gymnastics because I love the gymnastics girls. I love Simone.
So I do enjoy swimming.
You were a swimmer. Mm-hmm. Because I thought that was amazing because I can't swim.
Oh, heard.
I've tried so many times. Yeah, you know how many times I've almost drowned?
Black babies knew how to swim.
Oh, my children will know how to swim because I can't.
I love that.
I cannot. My mom can't either. My brother can.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think that's because like, you know, like, little boys pushing. I got pushed into the pool in like junior year. I was swimming in one of them rich white people neighborhoods with Millard Curtis and all them. Yes. And I got pushed into the pool. I think Millard pushed me in, I don't think Millard pushed me in. He made fun of me afterwards though, which was, it was the joke was hilarious, like thinking about it now, but while I was trying to catch my breath, it was not.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I cannot swim at all. So I did forget that you were on swim team because I was like, oh my God, I want to be able to swim.
Yeah, girl, that was me.
I can kind of tread water, kind of now.
All right. Hold your breath a little bit, a little doggy paddle.
Water going up my nose is triggering for me.
Yeah, it's just, it can be scary. It's like near death, drowning. I don't want to drown.
Literally, my fiance the other day was literally like, will you snorkel with me on our honeymoon? I was like, we're gonna have to sanitize the face thing, okay, and the mouth thing, and get me a life vest, and then no sharks. Oh, and maybe God. I don't listen. This is my thing. Like, what was that movie that came out, like 700 feet under or something, where they go in the, you know how people will go underneath the ocean in the cages and like look at sharks? Why the fuck would you do that? This is my thing about the ocean. I don't think humans are supposed to be down there.
Oh,
that's a whole nother, like, area, and they don't come up here bothering us. Like, fish are never like, let's hop up,
let's get on land and see what's going on.
So we need to stop bothering them. We need to stop bothering them. That's how I feel about the ocean. It's like a whole nother like universe down there. So we need to stop bothering them. So when people go down there and look at sharks and shit, I'm like, why? For why? For what reason?
What was the reason?
It makes no fucking sense to me. I'm like, I need to still be able to see the beach, okay? And just above water, a little peek down there. I'll put my face in and be like, oh my God.
A little too far. Yep. But I'm limited to how far I can go down right here.
I will literally put my face in and be like, hey, Nemo, hey, Dory, hello. You be blessed. I'm glad you let me come in and see what's going on. That's all. I don't like, open water. You will never find me on a cruise ship ever, ever. You will not find my black ass on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, but I don't know if I like it or not yet. A, that's how COVID got started.
Thank you. Well, also, not only that, it's gross, okay? But also, I just want to go to my destination. I like getting on the plane. I don't have a problem with that. We get on the plane, go, do all the things, and then get back. I get seasick also, like on a boat like that. When I was in San Francisco, we went on a brunch cruise, and I thought we was going to be cute. The way I was in the bathroom puking underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh my God.
My friends were like, just all the bridges. I was like,
oh, okay. Take a photo.
Literally, and they were like, are you hungover? I was like, yes, I'm fucking hungover. But like, we were in the Castro last night. Of course I'm hungover. But this is like, this boat is, and you expect me to eat these eggs? And like, no, and have a mimosa? No.
Get out of here.
No, like absolutely the fuck not. An
overnight thing. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need to get your body acclimated. You need to do it, like, I think, like, get over the 2-3 hours of the wavy.
No, I think that I just need to get on a plane and go to get to where I'm going, okay? And then do all the other things. Like, I don't know what the situation, if we're getting on a boat when we go to Tulum, like a little yacht situation. But if we are, I'm going to have a Dramamine. Or three.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm serious. Like, no cruises 2020. 2020 never. 2020 nothing. No cruises ever in my lifetime.
Okay.
If you see me on a cruise, you need to call the authorities and be like,
make sure everything's all right.
Something's happening.
Who forced you?
Something's happening at all. But yeah, not only that, disgusting. Okay. It's just like, why? And you know what else doesn't make sense to me? Pools on cruise ships. What? Like, what? A pool?
You can't just get in the water. You, like you just said to yourself, the open water. Like, it's supposed to be a resort on the water.
Why would we just not have a resort on land?
The resort, okay.
Has no one seen Titanic?
By this way.
I think Titanic also scarred me. I watched that movie a lot when I was younger, like when it first came out.
Yeah.
I used to be switching the VHSs and everything.
Oh, my like, God.
I literally, like, no, it's a no for me. It's a no. And then you got the slides. Those cruise ships that, like, the pool is on top, and then the slides are all the way down. It just looks like a recipe for fucking disaster.
I feel like I gotta at least go once to, like, take it all in. But yeah, like, I don't know. I gotta see the cabins. How thoroughly do you clean these things? Like, is it really that wavy and rocky? Is it giving turbulence on a plane? Is it all the time? Is it every now and then? How is this all you can eat all inclusive food? You know, like, what is going on?
All inclusive food is rarely good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Rarely good.
Rarely. And like, my thing with all inclusive drinks, like, are the bartender, what kind of drinks are we making? Because I cannot, in my old age, I cannot just be having anybody's margarita. I need like a fresh squeezed, like fresh juice. Marg.
Okay.
Listen, I can't have sour mix.
Vodka for this.
I can't have martini. Sour mix. In my older age, I'm fine with paying the money for top shelf. I'm fine with that. Yes, you have Don Julio Reposado. I will be paying the $10, $11 for that. I'm not doing the well. Well,
no country club. No country club, girl.
Nope, I have graduated. I also will not be doing bombs in 2022. Mm. Okay. We're doing straight liquor shots. I'm not doing bombs. I'm not doing any of that mixed shot shit. Okay. If anybody sees me out and they want to give me a fucking shot chilled, Don Julio Reposado. Do not give me any type of who knows what to keep.
Whatever. No buttery nipple, girl. No,
Oh my God, the buttery nipples.
Child.
You know what's crazy is like, I just did a drink list for like, we had a pop-up at work, a Christmas pop-up. And I was thinking of drinks and like, I was like, okay, we'll do two shots. And like the shots, I was like, 21-year-old me would have loved this shit. 30-year-old me, like I was trying them and I like let the staff try them as well. And they're like, oh my God, this is so good. And I was like, You let me know. Okay, I guess. And like, I obviously looking at the numbers, people were buying them. I was like, oh my God, y'all like this? Okay.
They love that stuff, girl.
They do. So what is one thing you're leaving in 2021, Ben?
Ooh, that's a good question. I should have prepared myself for that.
Oh my God, you don't know. Do we not?
I know what like resolutions I think I have for myself.
Okay.
Maybe I'll flip this. I want to be more assertive. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say and what I want to do. I'm tired of like the people pleasing necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like today at the gym, I went to the gym today, walked in, this man like sign up and do all this kind of stuff. And it's like the way they did it, because now we're checking vaccine cards
at your gym?
And dining restaurants. So I thought today was the first day, so we're starting the third. So mm-hmm. I thought this table at the front was them getting ready to check vaccine cards. It's like this whole new thing. But turns out, no, they wanted to sign people up for like boot camp on Saturday at 8 a.m. and also give me like three friends' names. You can get like this energy drink. I should just nip that shit in the butt and said, no, I'm good. I gotta go. Like, I don't have time for this. But instead I sat there and I listened and I wasted like 10 minutes of my life. And I also gave my phone number. And now I'm probably gonna have somebody from LA Fitness calling me all day, damn day. Like, I'm not going nowhere at no 8 a.m. on a Saturday to go work out. You got me fucked up. No.
Wait, are you a Gemini? You're a Gemini.
Huh?
You're a Gemini, right?
Yeah.
Do you know your whole chart?
Well, I do. I'm not the whole, but I got the top three.
What is it?
Gemini sun, Aquarius moon, Taurus rising.
Interesting. I cannot believe you sat there.
but literally in my whole mind, I was just like, Ben, this is the time you say you want to just say no and walk away. This is the time to do it.
Because my mom's a Gemini and one of my best friends is a Gemini, and y'all can like be like, oh, okay, yeah, but I'm not paying attention. I am an Aries, so it's all like,
and it, as I'm being explained, to this, some dude also came in behind me and gave the no that I should have gave. And I was like, damn, I should have been just like that. But I thought it was a vaccine checkpoint. So I even like approached it like, even see what was going on. And then when I realized it wasn't that, I would feel like I was too deep into it, but I didn't phase out. But I'm working on it.
Being more assertive. We love that. I feel like I'm just working on not holding myself back anymore.
I feel like you don't do that.
Oh, see, people will be like, what? But I do, because I will get in my own way about things. I'll be like, oh, I want to do X, Y, and Z. But then I'll be like, no, you know what? I'm just not going to be good at it, or I don't have time to do that. Or like in my work life.
Understood. Yeah.
Okay. But I do have time for it. Like I do. I just like sometimes, so I'm an Aries and then I'm a double Aquarius. So my moon and my rising are Aquarius. Somebody once was like, oh, what you see is what you get with you. I was like, yes. I thrive on like transparency and shit, and just being like, if something's not working out, then like, okay, let's move on and like scrap it and try something else. Okay. But I also am very competitive. So if I think that I'm not going to be the best at something right out of the gate, I literally will be like, no, we're not doing this, because I need to like be, and it's not even necessarily that I need that from other people. I need to like feel like, okay, this is what you put forth and it was 120% your best. And so who's fucking with your best? No one. So I'm like, so if I even have like a little bit of a self-doubt, I will be like, no, I'm not going to do that, because I need people to see that I'm the fucking best and that I gave the best. Like I need them to see. So I'm working on getting out of my own way. Trial and error.
Okay.
I'm going to be trying that. I hate trial and error. And then just letting things roll off, not necessarily roll off, because again, Aries, when I feel disrespected or I feel like anything like that, it is like, you are going to get the fucking horns and I'm going to let you know. And one thing that my Gemini mother lets me know all the time, she's like, sweetie, you don't always have to let people know how you're feeling. And I'm like, that is true. And I see that more this year than ever. When I'm unhappy with something and you have pissed me off, I'm not really like a silent assassin or anything. Like I can plot against people and shit, but I'm going to ruin it all, because I'm going to be like, okay, guess what? And you thought this, and guess what? I know this. Cause I will like collect the tea, but then as soon as you piss me off, I'm like, oh, and that's why you XYZ.
And spill.
And I'll accidentally spill the whole kettle. Oh my God.
Packages here. Oh my God. Great.
Oh my God. That scared the shit out of me.
It better be these new fucking Opalink gloves that I just ordered. I'm in my glove era currently right now. I don't know why. Ooh. I'm obsessed with gloves, but
we love a glove.
Put that shit in my door. Carry on.
But yeah, so that is what I'm trying for 2021. And you know, just all around leveling up. I know people say that all the time, but like,
I mean, and we should continue. We can keep saying it. Nothing wrong. That's why there's levels.
Exactly.
So, you know, after you get to one level, there's another level after that.
Exactly.
Doing the level.
Leveling up all around. Okay, Ben. And then lastly, I am starting something new on the pod.
What's
a new little segment called So That Happened. And it's just something in your life that you're just like going through your day, and then something random happens and you're like, excuse me.
Oh, so that
I cannot believe that just happened to me. So I'll go first. I'll tell you one of mine. this happened a few weeks ago. I went into Target and I had to pee so bad. I like just got done my workout, had pre-workout water, all that. So I had to pee. I go into the bathroom stall and look, I am like, especially even before COVID, I'm like, this is sanitary. So I'm putting two of the protectors down. I'm literally getting myself ready. As soon as I sit my ass on this toilet, I shit you not, somebody walks in the stall. This lady, I guess the door didn't lock all the way. And she pushed open the stall. And I'm very much so like, excuse me. I am using the bathroom and I can't, it's too far. The door's too far away for me to like.
It was a big stall. I love that.
Yeah, there was they're really big stalls. But I was like, hey. She did not realize it until she was in the stall with me. I'm literally like looking up at her, like,
look at this bitch.
I'm like, hi. And she goes, oh my God, I didn't hear you. I was like, I was screaming. I was like, okay, but I need you to get out now. I need you to get, yes, happened. She was like, oh my God. And she was just like, my bad. I was like,
bitch, these hoes.
I literally was just like, I left that Target and went to a different one because I was like, I can't run into her in the hall. Like, I can't run into her. Yep. So that happened to me a few weeks ago.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened.
Mm-hmm. So that happened. It did.
I'm dead. I'm trying to think of like my so that happened moment right now.
I mean, life is full of them.
There is a lot. There is, and I feel like I end up with these fucking crazy situations. I'm like, everyone's always like, well, Ben, that would happen to you. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Oh my God. People say that to me all the time. And I'm like, what are we talking about here though? Like, cause I feel like I just go through my life every day. And just like everybody else does, I wake up.
I didn't ask for this chaos.
Exactly. Brush my teeth, get ready for the day. And then shit just ensues.
I guess one of my best ones that just happened this year, it was over the summer, Lollapalooza. It's like the one that comes to mind when I met my husband, Kate Trinata. What?
Oh, you did.
I did.
And I feel remember like it was seeing like those pictures.
Yes.
Because I was like a weird dying. Series
of events that just like kept happening. Like, so he was here for Lolla for Thursday. I don't really fuck with Lollapalooza anymore because like at this point, like
you said,
old, I'm 30.
Yeah.
I can't even do the festivals. Y'all be stealing whatever from your mama's cabinet, strung out, it's hot. Ugh. So anywho, this year they did like a live stream on Hulu. Mm-hmm. So me and my friend were just like hanging out at his apartment, just having some drinks, watching all the sets, and like there's the Kate Trinata set, and I just posted, oh, there's my husband, love him, da 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 da, cool beans, whatever, great. And then randomly, while we're watching, we get a text from our mutual friend who works at the house, and she was like, yo, you guys want to come to the house for Soho House for an afters? A lot of the people who performed today are going to come and like do some things, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, oh, okay, well, let's go put on an outfit. Let's go to Soho House. So we ended up going to Soho House, went to the afters. Turns out Kate Trinata was having in like a set. Afterwards, so we're cute. Here he comes, and he's like doing his set, and like I'm in the back, you know, filming whatever, getting my zhuzh. And then I get a little bit closer, hey, whatever, cool. Get a little bit closer, hey, what up, cool. And then before I know it, I'm in like someone else's VIP section, and it's literally right next to Kitchener, like right adjacent to him, and mind you, it was hot as hell. I think I got a fan from somebody and started fanning him. Like at this point, I am literally like, it's giving inches next to Kitchener. Like I'm about to get up on stage.
I'm dead.
I gave him like a cheers at one point. It was wild. I don't know how I went from watching him on TV to like, I'm literally like.
That, no.
The same air.
No, that is a so that happened. That is a that so is, that happened.
That just happened. But this is when it gets really good. And my memory is foggy because at this point I'm wasted. I don't know what the hell is going on. But now I'm on the roof with him and Freddie Gibbs and some other groupie, but I'm number one. And we took the elevator upstairs and now he's smoking me out. Like blunt roll. Can I talk about weed on here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blunt
rolled and he is just passing and we just having conversation. I'm like, what the hell is going on, Ben Trotter? And we just, cause he is bisexual. He identifies as bisexual. Uh-huh. Little Toronto man, mm-hmm. From the six. A lot shorter in person than I thought, but still,
really?
Yeah. He is too shorter than me and I'm 5'9". Oh, wow. So I think he's giving like a 5'7". Mm-hmm. And yeah, and we're just like, and the blunt's going around. And then before I know it, I'm taking photo. I took a photo of him at the with the pool behind him, because the pool lights up all different crazy colors. So I took a photo of him.
Oh, I remember the photo.
Yeah, and then he posted on, and then I got my photo together, but then he wanted me to send him the photo of him. So I like airdropped it to him. And that's how I ended up getting his number. And then from there, I'm like so-and-so kind of friends with Kate Trinata, kind of not. Then I saw him again in LA for Halloween, because he also did a set over there. And then we ended up at Soho House again for his afters, and kind of, he was wasted at that show. So he didn't really remember me too much. But then New Year's, he also had a New Year's set back in Chicago, came to the house for a set, and there's that.
The tea. What? I'm like, so
I'm watching him on the TV screen, like not even thinking this is going to happen. And here I am, sharing a blunt, getting smoked out.
I'm like, so and so walked in on me in the bathroom at Target. And you're like, so I met Kate Trinata. And we're kind of friends.
And we're going to get married. It's going to be great. And we're just like, you know,
that is insane.
That was a 2021 moment.
I love that for you. I love that. Oh my God. Cause I remember seeing the pictures and I was like gagging. I was like, holy fucking shit. And I was like, of course, Ben.
It was like, this is like the most craziest, like series of, not unfortunate, but just like developed. Like you posted watching it with your friend on TV and then like, here you are way in the back. And it's like each video I post is like me closer and closer. And I don't even think I was even trying. Maybe I was, who knows? I was wasted at that point.
But right.
And then to the point of us just like literally touching arms, taking a photo together. Like it was you, like wild, just watch it unfold.
I wish that, and I'm, you know what? God's timing is always right. I know that there's probably a reason I'm never in those situations because like with a famous person, I feel like it's like Giselle, you sign the NDA. You gonna have to sign a fucking NDA. But my fiance is like that too. Like he would literally like post, and because he used to do photography like a lot with in the like festival scene.
Okay.
So love he that. Still does photography, but he used to do it a lot in the festival scene and travel, and he had like a really successful blog and stuff. So he literally will like tweet and be like, oh, such and such set, or Instagram and be like, oh, this old picture of fucking some DJ, you know, and then next thing you know, they'll message him or retweet him or like him and be like, oh, I could shoot them now if I want. And I'm like,
okay.
But like, he's a person that wouldn't even have to sign an NDA. He would come home and tell me, and then he'd be like, now you sign this NDA.
Now you gotta sign, bitch.
Like, he'd be like, babe, because like, he'll be like, babe, I'm gonna tell you this, but you can't say that. And I'm like, at what level can I not say anything?
Ooh.
Okay, because like, is it like a we're putting ourselves in a situation, or like it's just like surface level, like, okay, yeah, I heard that from Giselle, who heard it from Charlie, obviously. But like, he is like that too. I'm like, you could probably just like be like, oh, so and so, I want to go to this set tonight, and bam, there. I could see him being in that situation. Me, there's probably a good reason. I've only seen like Bravo celebrities in person,
still people.
It is. I've seen Tom and Ariana from Vanderpump Rules multiple times.
I don't watch Vanderpump Rules.
I'm
behind on Beverly Hills.
I've jumped ship from Vanderpump Rules. It's just, listen, we work in the service industry. It's.
But you think I would like it then? Because it gives me work drama, which is why I feel like I don't want to watch it, because I already have enough of it at work.
Oh, me too. But it's tea, because it's just like, what? And it's also like, I've definitely been in that situation before. If I had a show when I was a server and a bartender, I'm sure it could give. And I'm not going to lie, my job now, I told them the other day, all that damn drama that those servers and bartenders keep up, I'm like, y'all need a show.
Ooh.
Y'all need a fucking show. But we're very corporate. Like they would never allow it. But
yeah.
You would be like, what the fuck? But then it just kind of fell off because of course, a couple of people was being hella racist. And then it just all came out, and I was like, of course they were. I wasn't shocked at all.
Yeah, because that's the industry.
Okay, that's a different conversation for a different day. Okay. Because thank you. It really is. All right. But industry. That's just, we will be here for another 2 days talking about that shit. But yeah, I did like it for when it, you know, for what it was when it was. And it is one of my favorite rewatches. Like I would just watch it and laugh my ass off. But now it's fallen all the way off. They either need to recast or just scrap it.
Right.
But yeah, I met Tom and Ariana a couple times. They were very, very nice. I've met Katie from that show too. She is really nice in person. I was really fucking drunk and I was just like, hey. Like, I just stood next to her. I didn't realize.
But I know you, bitch. So I'm going to say something.
I was, like, because I looked up and it was one of those things where it was like, so I think she saw me, like, she saw it click in my head because I was just sitting at the bar. Like, I literally was like, you know, a bar that I go to, or club, but a bar at the club that I go to all the time. And I was like, and she saw it. We made eye contact when it clicked. And she was like, hi. Yeah, and I was like, hey.
She knew.
I was like, hey. I was like, I watched your show. She was like, thank you. I mean, it was also like 6 a.m. too. So.
Oh, heard. Ooh.
No one was their best. No one had been asleep.
Yeah. We're still pretty at that point. The light's about to come on, girl.
It was New Year's Eve like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. Because Pepper Lounge does that. Well, they used to do that all.
I never went to her, but I heard things about her.
Okay, the time has passed because it's not fun anymore because it's like
when I heard about it, was I even still living? I might have still been living in St. Louis.
I used to live at Pepper, yeah, but the time has passed because I don't feel like dodging bullets no more. I'm too old. And they really will. That like you, yes. Like you don't have, yes. Oh. You listen. I do. I used to love Pepper Lounge, but like literally you'll be having a good time and then pop, pop, pop. And it's like, okay, I can't hit the ground like I used to.
I got so much life to live. I just got here. I can't go out like this, not in the Pepper Lounge.
Mm-mm. I love it. Girl. And especially for like industry people on Sundays, when you got off that shift, you go home, take a little nap, get up. It was like our like Saturday. Oh yeah.
True.
It was like our Saturday.
I love a good Sunday night out.
Oh, I fucking love. See, like all most of my friends work a 9 to 5, obviously. So they try and go to brunch on Saturdays. And I'm like, I can't, I have to work later. I can't go to brunch on Saturday. Sunday, however, we will live.
I love a good Sunday, Monday weekend.
I do too. I do too. Cheap. I closed last night and I'm off today and tomorrow and I love it. Either Sunday, Monday or Monday, Tuesday off. I like to have Mondays off regardless.
Regardless. Done deal.
Like regardless. I mean, being a manager now, I can't say, I don't want to work Sundays.
Yeah.
Ironically, I'm the only one that works every Sunday, though.
So who did say it then? Everyone else. Got that.
Mm-hmm.
People assertive. That's what yes. I'm going to say. I can't do though. I'm sorry.
Okay. We are going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Ben, I am so, so happy to have you on. You will definitely have to come on again. Do you want to plug your stuff? Do you want to plug your Instagram and everything?
Oh, I guess we do this on
Yes. Okay, yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Plug. Well, then Benjamin Trotter, you can find me, I guess, on all social. Shoot. And the Venmo too. Throw it in there.
yes.
TrotterBen. On Twitter, IG. Yeah, it's cute. Get to know me.
And I will be putting that in the description for anybody who did not hear because we are loud and we kiki. But yes, so thank you so much for coming on. You have to come on again for me. And I am so happy to
have discussed. You, doll. This is cute.
I love it too. To 618ers, toss, fill in the tea.
Gang.
All right. Love and then it. I'll probably just edit that out there. But thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode of the Who Asked Me podcast. I am so excited to be back for season 2. And on that note, with season 2, it is time to get our ratings and reviews back up there. And as said over on the Instagram, you can now rate me 5 stars over on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener, it's time for me to get on your ass too. All right. And I can see the statistics. I know what percent of y'all are Spotify users and what percent of y'all are Apple Podcast users. Okay. And you know what? Even if you're an Apple Podcast user, download Spotify real quick and give me 5 stars. You don't even have to write a review on there. But it is time to get the ratings up. So go ahead and do that for your girl. All right. We need to get my voice out there. Or do we? I'm just kidding. Do it. Not only that, some of you may have noticed that I have not said a specific day that new episodes will be out. And that is because there is no specific day. I will have episodes out weekly. However, with my job, it is nearly impossible for me to get a episode out on the same day each week. And that is one of the lessons I learned while doing this season 1. So, you know, again, episodes will be out weekly. I just cannot tell you which day. And some people may say, that's a kiss of death. You need to be consistent. Well, I'm here to say, as a motherfucking Aries, I'm making my own consistency. And weekly is consistent. Okay. So turn on your notifications and you will be notified when new episodes are uploaded. Also, duh. Not only that, as you guys heard when I was talking to Ben, I am starting a new segment on the pod that is so that happened. So I will be posting over on the Instagram page at Who Asked Me Podcast. Tell me your so that happened stories. I will keep you anonymous, keep them funny, keep them light. Okay. And we'll all laugh together at what our lives are. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to y'all next week.